Ranger's Apprentice, Book 9, Halt's Peril. Written by John Flanagan and read by William Zappa.
Halt!
The anguished cry was torn from Will as he urged Tug into a full gallop. Reaching the still figure lying in the long grass, he threw himself from the saddle and knelt beside him. Abelard stepped nervously beside his master, his head down, trying to nudge Holt with his muzzle, looking for some sign of life. The little horse nickered constantly, but there was a whine of anxiety in the sound, a note that Will had never heard before. "Still, Abelard," he said quietly. He gestured with the back of his hand to wave the horse away. "Get back, boy!" The horse wasn't doing Holt any good, and his stepping and nudging could only get in the way. Reluctantly, Abelard paced back a few steps. Although he would normally only respond to Holt, he was intelligent enough to recognize that his master was incapacitated and that Will was next in the chain of command. Reassured by the calm tone of Will's voice, he stopped making the small, distracted noises and stood still. His ears were pricked upright, however, and his eyes never strayed from Holt. Holt was lying face down, and gently Will rolled him over. He moved the cowl back from Holt's face. His eyes were shut, and his face was deathly pale. He didn't seem to be breathing, and for a moment Will felt a surge of horror rush through him. Holt, dead? It couldn't be. It was impossible. He could not imagine a world without Holt in it. Then the still figure gave a shuddering sigh and began to breathe again, and Will felt a relief flood through his system. Horace arrived, swinging down from the saddle and dropping to his knees on the other side of the fallen ranger. The concern was obvious on his face. "He's not..." he hesitated. Will shook his head. "He's alive, but he's unconscious."